miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well. Our phone number, if you want to talk to me, and it's only me today, the rest of the way, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. You can, of course, email us, as Muriel just has with a question from two segments ago. That is at the beginning, at the top of the hour. We talked about the best things in your questions of the week. One of those questions was, how do you prevent falls from injuring you? So there are two ways. One is taking a fall prevention course, cleaning your home, etc., watching where you're walking, and learning how to learning how to fall is a key thing to learn early and practice often, so that when you need to do it, you do it automatically. The other thing is to strengthen your bones. And I told you that the study is pretty significant that just jumping 20 times a day, jumping up and down like you did as a kid. You did it with jumping jacks. Well, we don't go as high anymore with jumping jacks as we used to. So what do? You just got to jump straight up and down. Muriel asks, will a trampoline mini suffice? My guess is no, because a lot of the shock of jumping up and down is what appears to do it. That is, just jumping up and down strengthens both the hip bones and the spine bones, so that spinal fractures as well as hip fractures are down. My guess is with a trampoline, one is there's an increased risk, obviously, of falling and hurting yourself, but two is that the cushioning of the shock with the trampoline is too great to benefit. So just jump up and down, Muriel. And I don't know, obviously we don't have the real answer to that because no one studied the comparison as far as I know. I just haven't been able to find that. In the news of the week, there are a ton of news of the week that we haven't gotten through yet in either the first hour or the second hour. The first hour and the second hour, you can always find us at RadioMD.com. Go to the archives by Tuesday noon. They're posted for each show. But I want to bring up another important thing at this time of the year. You know, when Robert De Niro, Michael Douglas, Morgan Freeman, and Kevin Kline joined forces in Las Vegas, an old man's version of The Hangover, they proved that experience and talent can't protect you from sickening Viagra jokes. But a high-dose flu vaccine can protect the same over-the-hill crowd from a pretty sickening flu virus. That's really good news, because influenza is tough on those over 65, and if you get 10 years of shots in a row, you decrease your risk of heart attack and stroke by 25% and hospitalization for any cause by 50%, because you decrease inflammation. And seniors account for 90% of the deaths related to the flu, even though they're far more likely to get inoculated than younger folks. And almost 70% of 65 and over get their shots, only around 26% of those under the age of 50 do. So, what is the new thing? Well, if you're 65 plus, you can increase your chances of dodging the flu by getting the high-dose trivalent vaccine. So, ask your doctor to make sure you get the high-dose trivalent vaccine. It increases the protection for you against the flu much greater than standard flu vaccines, which aren't that effective in the over 65 in the best group. They're only about 40% effective. The new one is much more effective, so it really radically increases the effectiveness. And by the way, in addition to getting the high-dose vaccine, wash your hands and stay away from people who haven't already been immunized or who have the flu. So that's a, if you will, a recommendation that, what can I say, get the flu vaccine and make sure you get the high-dose one if you're like me over the age of 65. Now, new thing this week on Thursday, the CDC said 40% of Americans will develop type 2 diabetes in their lifetime. 40%. So if you think we're 330 million Americans, that's literally 150 million of us. 29 million of us have it this year. If we go up to 150 million by the year 2040, which is their prediction, we'll use every dollar we have in the federal budget, in the state budgets, just for caring for people with type 2 diabetes. So, message. How do you prevent type 2 diabetes? You stay thin. You do 10,000 steps a day. Why 10,000? We don't know. It is magic at increasing your insulin activity, at increasing the ability of your cells to take in glucose and avoid type 2 diabetes. So 10,000 steps a day, plus avoid foods that will make you fat, such as simple sugars, added syrups, and any grain that isn't 100% whole grain. Another article out this week. There's something in its water, and it's making fish in Sweden live longer. That's right. It appears that an anti-anxiety medication, oxazepam, in very low doses, is found in the water in Sweden where they make this stuff. And the fish in that water are living about 50% longer. What does it mean for us? We don't know, but we're going to be studying that. Not we specifically, but scientists in general will be studying that. We have other things. We've talked in the past about statin drugs. That's the Lipitor, Crestor, Atorvastatin that many of you are on and many Americans are on. Something like 70% of Americans over the age of 60 have indications for going on a statin drug, and how it also protects against Alzheimer's and mental dysfunction because it decreases inflammation. Well, there also are things it causes in side effects. One, it increases your diabetes risk, especially in women. It also appears to increase Bell's palsy. So if you have Bell's palsy and you're on a statin, talk to your doc about changing the statin or decreasing that. Another study out this week, eating out equals eating more. If you eat out, that is once a day, or four times a week, you're going to add 200 calories a day, or enough to gain 7 pounds in every 6 months. That's an awful lot of weight to put on. The next study that is highlighted this week is say no to fragrance. If your fragrances, and you won't know this, but don't wear fragrances. A lot of people have allergies. Unless it's an essential oil. So if you can find fragrances that are essential oil, that's fine for your house. Those fragrances that you get over the counter, etc., those usually are not just essential oils, so don't get them. When we come back, we're going to talk about Chinese herbs and why this is getting to be a wonderful thing for North Carolina, Chinese herbs. And we, of course, have a tip of the day. That is another reason you should get the flu shot. It's talking about the dangers of driving while under the influence of the flu or bad cold. We also have a number of other top medical stories. Why exercising to excess increases your risk of heart disease, and what are the cancers that obesity increases, and what does natural light do to your productivity, and who is your microbiome? That is the bacteria inside your guts looking out for. It doesn't appear it's looking out for you, but we do have something to tell you a lot more about your microbiome and what's going to happen with your and my microbiome. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. You can, again, find the archives of the show anytime at RadioMD.com. Our message, you get to take control of your health if you want it. Stay well.
so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.